Are you a bottom feeder or are you a top feeder? Ah, because bottom feeders eat the junk of the world. And if they got so good at it, that they think it's right.
What resources do you draw upon to complete the things God has called you to do? Find out from the Word of God today as Kenneth Copeland and Jesse Duplantis teach us the right way to choose to prosper. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We get right into today's message. Father, we thank you and praise you. Oh, we're so blessed. And we just worship you and bless you and praise your name. We open our ears to hear. We open our eyes to see. We open our hearts to receive revelation from heaven. Sir, we want to see this Jesus. We want to see you in your word and to know you in the power of your resurrection. Oh, glory to God. And we thank you for it. We give you the praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Jesse, bless
you,
sir.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate Listen,
that.
Remember, every day till Christmas,
I like that.
Another free gift, free download from KCM.org. And like I told you yesterday, there's not a little some, you know, little trinkets and,
right, yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is, you know, these are not drinking cups and things
right.
like that. These KCM products are in the Word of God.
Amen.
These are worth something. And we want to sow it in your lives. So Merry Christmas, brother. Just get online, KCM.org. If you don't know how to do that, call your grandkids. They'll come help you do it. Amen.
And you know, the only way you can receive that gift is if you do it.
Yeah.
Now, you can talk to your blue in the face and keep that warehouse full of that stuff, but until you do something.
That's the law of faith.
That's the law
See,
of faith.
This is what the Lord told me one time. He said, you do with your partners like I do with you. He said, don't just jump up and send it off to everybody.
Right.
He said, you declare it and make a promise.
Amen.
Then they believe it, and then they act on it. And receive it, and then when you give it, it blesses you. When they receive it, it blesses them. But and it makes a faith connection between
Amen.
The two of you.
Right.
Jesse, that ain't hard,
it's
man.
It's not hard. That is so simple, you need a good theologian to help you misunderstand.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we're talking about living That's off the top good. Of the barrel.
Amen.
The part I want to get into today is this. I don't know why people tell God what they have. He already know that. They spent a whole prayer time telling God what they have.
He ain't never informed him of anything.
He already know it. We're talking about living off the top of the barrel. You should tell him what you want instead of what you have. You know, I had a person the other day, got a little critical of me, and I can understand that because the way I said it. I said, I never ask God for a need. Never. Brother Coleman, I never do. Why? Because his word says, Philippians 4, that he'll supply all my need according to his riches and glory. So do I believe that or do I not believe it? Well, I made up my mind to accept the Word of God. Remember, I told you at the beginning of the week that the Word of God must be first place. So I've established in myself that God can't lie. So he's going to take care of my needs. So I don't ask him what I need or tell him what I need. I tell him what I want. And a man said, well, now, Brother Jesse, that's greed. I said, no, that's growth. See, you got to understand, it's growth. Wanting something, you don't think it's greed. When your grandchild comes over and says, Papa, I want something, you don't consider that greed. I want some candy. I want something. If you're a grandparent or a parent, no, your child just wants something. So why would you think it's greed when you tell your Heavenly Father what you want?
He is your shepherd, you shall not want.
That's right. That's so true. And I like what he says, and even in the book of James, let patience have its perfect work, that you're perfect entire, wanting nothing. Now, to live off the top, when you're living off the top of the barrel, you don't want for nothing. Zero. That's why people...
Jesse, there's another element there. Forgive me for interrupting you. But Gloria and I began to notice this a number of years ago. I got to the place where I don't want things.
Right. I understand.
When you get to where you start thinking, man, I'll tell you,
I got to have a new house. And you start wanting that thing. Mm-hmm. And you start looking. And you start, and you're hunting somebody that'll loan you the money to get it. I got to get that house. It ain't gonna be worth a flip to you when you get it. Like the guy said that got the new boat. He said, I was happy the day I got it and the day I sold it.
Yes, sir.
You get to where that, because he said, you remember, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy and said, he gives us richly all things to enjoy.
Right.
He didn't give you that stuff to meet your needs.
Right.
He gave it to you to enjoy. It met your needs. And the wants are gone.
That's so true. And he said, richly. You know, when Gloria came to my home, she came and speak for Kathy. She said, Jesse, this is a beautiful house. What people don't understand is, and I have a beautiful home. I was totally satisfied with the house before this one. I had people say, when are you going to build it out? Well, I don't know, one of these days. Because it was not in the realm of want for me.
That's the thing that people don't understand.
They don't understand.
This is kingdom of God living,
yes.
Not kingdom of darkness living.
Right. And I do enjoy it. But you know what? I heard Kathy tell a person the other day, Jesse could leave in a, he could sleep in a treehouse. And that's really true. That don't make no difference to me because I'm not defined by my possessions.
You better not be.
No, I'm defined by Christ in me, the hope of glory. So I never tell God what I have. You already know that. I heard you say something one time, and I chuckle every time I think of it. I heard you could see, you said, you know, you were preaching. Do you think when you confessed your sin to God, that's when he found out about it? I lost it when you said that. Yeah, he already knew it. It's when you decided
that's
to be honest
when
with yourself.
You got rid of it, too.
Right. And you got rid of it so you could release this. Now, see, ladies and gentlemen, what you want.
I remember the day that happened when he said that to me. Is what made me, it ain't nothing for nobody else to laugh about, but it's funny to me. Go ahead, sir.
What you want is at the top of the barrel. Now, watch this. Listen to this statement. But what you have is at the bottom of the barrel. Now, how do we get from the bottom to the top? Genesis 13, God shows us where Abraham was very rich in cattle, silver, and gold. Let me show you how. Go with me to the book of Matthew. Chapter 6. Very, very simple scripture. You probably know where I'm going. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew is in the New Testament. And watch this here. Chapter 6. And most of Matthew chapter 6 is all in red. That means Jesus talking.
Red words win.
Yeah, red words. And it's Matthew 6, verse 33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, seek ye first. Look at me when I say this. First. You can't get second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, whatever you believe, until you seek you first. Now, what does that mean? Seek you first the kingdom of God. God's way of doing and being right. I believe the Amplified says it. How does God do these things? What does God want, for lack of a better way? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. So when I wanted something, this is before, and I've got to a point now that want is no longer that, because he says, before you ask, he will answer. As your faith grows, God will always be ahead of you. Brother Copeland, I hadn't had a chance in the last 2 or 3 years to ask him for something that he's not already done. And when you said that statement, that really went off in me when you said, God will never ask you for something that he hadn't already given you faith for it. All you have to do is just believe it. So that's when I said earlier during the week that you be willing and obedient to eat the good of the land. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you want to live off the top of the barrel? Or are you afraid of what people might say about that? Because next week, we're going to get into this and ask you a very hard question. Are you a bottom feeder or are you a top feeder? Ah, because bottom feeders eat the junk of the world. And if they got so good at it that they think it's right.
Mm-hmm.
Our morality has gone so low in America today that when we say something the Word of God says, they call us homophobic. They call us, oh, man, y'all just stupid. No. First, I don't hate a soul. I hate no one. I don't like the devil. That's the only one I don't like. But I made up my mind, if something is true, well, I don't believe the Bible. That don't change it. It don't matter whether you believe or not. It's still
right.
The truth, you see. So I want to deal with that on the next week. That's why I want you to stay these whole 2 weeks here on, are you a bottom feeder or are you a top feeder? Now watch this. What you want is at the top of the barrel, but what you have is at the bottom. Now, how do you get there? You seek ye first the kingdom of God, God's way of doing and bring right. What is God's way of doing? That is, you've got to settle in yourself. Well, first thing first, to settle in yourself, His word is what He does. He doesn't change His word.
Never.
I wrote in my, I keep all my Bibles that I wear out Bibles like crazy. I had this one put back together because I liked it so much. But I saw my first Bible. Now, this is many, this is 1974, January 1, 75. And I wrote in the first page, I want my word to be like your word. I didn't realize the magnitude of that statement, Brother Copeland.
Jesse, that, if your word's not good, you'll have no concept of God's word being
right,
good.
Right, right.
You have to come to that place where I saw where Jesus said that the devil is a liar and the father of it. Mm-hmm. And I've just made up my mind, I'm not going to follow him. I'm not going
right.
to be like him.
Do you remember in our generation, let me shake your hand, when you shook a man's hand, looked him in the eye, you said you're going to do something. If broke that, everybody in town wouldn't do business with you.
Oh, that's right.
Now, today, that's unheard of. They don't care about nothing like that. I don't remember. I mean, you would almost starve to death before you'd ever claim bankruptcy. You'd do everything you could. You'd almost take food out of your own mouth to pay your bills many, many years ago. Do you remember when your grandmothers would get four or five jobs so you could go to college, washing floors, doing everything they could?
Yes, sir.
And the government tried to help? No, we make our own money. And there's nothing wrong with the government helping somebody. I'm not being critical of that because there's some people that need help. But there are a lot of people that are doing this because they don't want to work. They just don't want to be a part of it.
My great-grandmother was... the kids come to her and said, Ma, we can get on that government roll over there at the Cherokee Nation. Uh-huh. We can get on that government roll and... on the Dawes roll, and the government pay for our education. She said, the government got to pay for your education? She said, if the government got to pay for your education, you're too dang dumb to go to school. And that was all Grandma had to say about that, and they never did get on that roll.
Well, my father told me, I walked up to him one time, I said, Daddy, I was 15 years old. You could get a driver's license at 15 years old in the state of Louisiana. I said, Dad, I want a car. He said, son, you can have any car you want. I thought, praise God. He said, but there's something you got to do. Get a job.
Yeah, pay for it.
He said, you buy anyone you want.
Right.
Just pay for it. I never forgot that as long as I ever lived. He made it, put a work ethic in me.
Yeah, so amen. My daddy throwed me an old rusty radiator cap. He just pitched it over to me. I said, what is this? He said, that's your start. Build on it.
I like that.
Go to work and put a car under that radiator cap.
And I did go to work. My first car, you want funny, my first car, some of y'all are not going to remember this, was a 1956 DeSoto.
I remember DeSoto, yeah. You didn't have much.
It burned more oil than it burned gasoline. But at least it got me to town and got me to the job and back. When you learn to live off the top of the barrel, now there's some people think that is a blessing of God to drive the 56 DeSoto in 2014. No, you must progress. And one thing I've learned about God, He's ever increasing. You know, people said, why did you get more than one plane? Why didn't you just be satisfied with the first one? Let me change it. I was satisfied with the first one.
Yes, sir, I was too.
Totally, completely satisfied. All of a sudden, the Lord says, you're going to let your faith stagnate. I never asked Him. See, what people don't seem to understand about, I believe me and you, because both of us fly jets. You actually physically fly the jet. I don't. But we both have planes for the gospel's sake. Is they don't understand that God told us to do these things.
Yes.
We're not just, listen, I travel so much, I enjoy being home. I mean, you know, people say, what's your favorite place in the world? Home. But when you understand what God's telling you to do, you have to have the tools and the equipment to do it.
Here's what the Lord said. Why the supernatural, mm-hmm. being who we are in this world, mm-hmm. as He is, so are we,
yes, sir.
In this world, doing what we're supposed to do. I preached on a Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning in Maracaibo, Venezuela. That's mm-hmm. South America. I preached, my last service was Sunday morning. And I preached Monday night in Chicago at Bill Winston's.
And I was there the next night. I did it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You're doing the same thing.
Yes, see? Indeed. That's
now,
right.
I'm supernaturally strong, supernaturally supplied. I'm supernaturally directed, protected, and perfected supernaturally, able to carry out the plan. Went to London for two services. Bill Winston's also supernatural. He came. He spoke one service. I spoke the service after him. I spoke the night before, then the service after him. Mm-hmm. And listen to this. God said, I put you two together this afternoon as a team to attack the spirit of Ebola.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow. And it needed to be done in London.
Right.
And that's where both of us were. Mm-hmm. So see, this is the reason for the supernatural.
Yes, indeed.
We're not living in the natural.
No.
And it takes a lot of stuff to do what you're supposed to do in the supernatural. I'm not, I don't have the fastest civilian airplane
right.
in the world because that's what I just happened to want. I didn't care one way or the other. But the word of the Lord came to me in one of the believers conventions several years ago. And he said, you believe me for a citation 10 right now.
Amen.
We sowed the seed that day
into my ministry. That's right.
That day.
That's right.
And now listen to this, Jesse. We put that airplane into operation in the mid to latter part of 2006. Mm-hmm. So that's 8 years ago.
Yes, sir.
We have flown that airplane 1,000,000 miles preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise the Lord.
And a certain senator a few years ago said we ought to come into town riding a donkey.
Yeah.
Now see that, He really didn't have any bless his heart. He didn't. His staff started all that. And he got it way over his head. I've forgiven him a long time ago. But that came out of the world's concept of that. Mm-hmm. They think we're just flying around enjoying big airplanes, blowing a lot of money.
No, indeed.
This is kingdom business.
But Copeland, what you did to me, ladies and gentlemen, the seed to that plane, when God told him, he put a seed in my ministry for that plane. Now watch that. I was there. The day that plane came in for a test run. Now, I'm on the board of directors of this
management.
That's right, demonstrated. That was in Montana. Now, watch this. If we were supposed to be on vacation, the people called them and said, would you like us to demonstrate? So we all went out to the airport. It was me and Happy Caldwell and Dennis and Vicki Burke and Kathy and Gloria and Kenneth. I believe Jerry wasn't there. I think he was somewhere else. Make a long story short, I saw that plane land. I was so excited. Now, I didn't know the pressure was coming. Because you didn't just put me on that board because you like me. And I appreciate that. But I mean, there's a reason for that. So I'm saying, so we're going to ride on the plane. So all of a sudden, Brother Copeland turns and looks at me and says, Jesse, get on the plane. He said, you're the only board of director here. Get on the plane with me and Gloria and Kathy. I said, all right. And then Brother Copeland said this. Now, I want you, we're going to testify this plane. I want you back there praying and see if this is the plane that God wants us to have. That ruined my drive. I went, oh, Jesus. I wanted to sit back and go, whoo. That was not my job to go, whoo. My job was to come in one mind and one accord with what you were believing for.
And find out if this is the
plane. So I went to praying in the Holy Ghost, praying, and I mean, and they got that thing up to 0.92 Mach. People, that's flying with your hair on fire, you understand? And watch this. And everybody was enjoying it. We landed the plane, and Brother Copeland walks right up to me, and I've been praying, and he goes, what did the Lord say? What do you think? And I didn't give him, whatever you think. No, I already had the mind of God because, see, I was put on that board for such a time as this that I don't want you to just say because you know I like it. I want to know what thus saith the Lord. See, that's mm-hmm. living off the top of the barrel mm-hmm. to get the plane. Because you can buy all kind of planes or buy all kind of cars, but if it's not the car, the plane, you got trouble on your hands. See, God knows how to buy things.
Because of my natural background in aviation, I wanted you here in Gunk. I like them all.
Sure.
And I particularly like that one.
Right.
And that thing is something best thing I'd ever put my hands on. But I needed to hear from God.
Yes, indeed.
And
you trusted me, mm-hmm. and I appreciate that. But ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand, you're dealing with a multi-million dollar piece of equipment that's going to be used for God. You understand? God. A million miles flying for God. Not flying so we can just go lay down somewhere.
That's a whole lot more than a million people.
You better know it. And you walk in that plane, you just sense the anointing of God. Because it was the plane, the right plane, the right obedience in every area. And all the board of directors agreed 100%, got together on this thing, and it's flying today for the glory of the Lord mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And it brought you to a level that you wasn't there before. And it wasn't so you could just can do good, because you know what? I really believe that, tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, the day you got it, you couldn't fly it. You had to go get type rated in
it. Oh, yeah, I had to go train in it.
Just because you got it don't mean you can do it. You had to go do something again. That costs money to do that, but you had to learn the, all the instrumentation, how that thing works, all the, everything. I don't know much about all that stuff, but Brother
Cole. Three-week training.
Yeah, that's very, very intensive training. Why? To do what? To preach the gospel, to get people off the bottom of the barrel. And you're going to criticize that?
I'm going to tell you something else but in these last few minutes here that illustrates obedience. Inquire of the Lord and don't do anything you don't get from Him to do, and don't say anything you don't hear Him say.
Yes, sir.
A lot of war spots and trouble in the world. I had him deal with me about this just a few weeks ago. I was thinking about him telling me to go somewhere and go into a war zone with that airplane. Well, man, you need to be over careful about that because you go in there and lose your airplane and all that. If I don't go because it's a war zone and God told me to go, the airplane is in more danger in the hangar at home.
Yes.
The hangar fall on it.
Yes.
It's more dangerous.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
It's in more danger at home than it was in the war.
Yes, indeed.
Stonewall Jackson said during the Civil War, he's sitting up there on his horse there shooting all over the place. Then this young soldier said, General Jackson, aren't you afraid you're going to get shot? He said, son, when you know Jesus as your Savior, you're as safe on the battlefield as you are at home in bed.
Praise the Lord.
Now, that's what obedience
yes.
is about. Obedience is greater than sacrifice.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
This is
Brother Jesse and I'll be back in just a minute.
I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority. That verse is clear. The instruction is plain. Yet, most of God's people don't do what that verse commands. Why not? Most are overwhelmed by the problems they see and think, how could my prayers make a dent? He has commanded us to pray for those in authority. He has given us His word, His power, His name, His authority, and His faith. We have all the tools necessary to pray effectively.
Far too many Christians are living way below their kingdom privileges. They are lacking peace and never experiencing the abundant life that God has created for them. Introducing the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package. In it, you'll find the wisdom you need to begin looking up, away from your circumstances, to God, your provider. Jesse Duplantis's Living Off the Top of the Barrel two-part DVD series allows ample time to go more in-depth on this topic. You can begin to adopt a new mindset from poverty to blessing. In For By It, Faith, his latest book, learn what it is. For By It, you have access to God's best in every area of your life. Also included is the book Prosperity, The Choice is Yours by Kenneth Copeland. God desires your prosperity. The choice to prosper belongs to you. Don't settle for just enough when God wants you, like Abram, very rich. And not just for yourself, but so you can rise up and be the blessing you were born to be.
Discover how to ignite your faith and step into an abundant life. Order the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package for only $35.69 at a special savings of 30%. Log on to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395 and request your package today. Understand that the choice to prosper belongs to the believer. For an additional 10% off, order the Living Off the Top of the Barrel package online.
Living Off the Top of the Barrel. You need to get these DVDs, Volume 1, Volume 2. And
sit down and watch them, listen carefully. Don't you're not just enjoying a video. No. This is school. This is faith. This is power. And you go over it and over it and over it and over it. You're building it, building it, building it. See, we can't do that here. We don't have enough time.
Right. That's correct.
But you can go back in this and you can outline it for yourself and go through there and study these things and listen to them carefully so that faith cometh by hearing, and you begin to change your concept. You begin to change the way you look at things, and then you begin to change the way you talk and what's happening. Your environment around you changes to fit what God said.
Amen.
And you begin to live in the kingdom of God instead of the kingdom of darkness. If you know Jesus as your Lord, He's already translated you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son.
Amen. That's preaching.
Amen. I mean, that's just the way it works.
Yes, sir.
So, Father, we pray over this radio and television audience all over the world. And we give you praise and honor for these products, these books, these things that are so vitally important for our faith life.
Yes.
To walk by faith, live by faith. We live by faith, and praise God, we die by faith.
Yes, sir.
Everything we do is by faith.
That's correct.
Praise God.
Amen.
And dying is just as much fun as living when you know how to do it.
That's right.
And you realize you don't have any fear of it. You'll never know it when you die, because Jesus tasted death for all of us. Amen. If you learn to walk and live in it by faith, if all Satan's got left is his threat. And if he threatens you and you don't take it, he's done.
That's right. He's finished.
And we out of time.
Yes,
we're
sir.
Gone. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Ken and Jesse reminding you again, Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We have the spiritual capacity to hear and act on and believe every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2015 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to the KCM website.